right, Danny. How's that oxygen going there, mate? Still with me there, Danny? Still breathing fine?
Tim Campbell, and I am the chairman of the Mine Rescue Committee, and we run under the banner of the Chamber of Minerals and Energy Eastern Regional Council. So we have 12 competing teams, and then we have six event teams underground who are running each of the six events, and we have the one event incident management event on the surface over at Black Street. So the teams, in terms of the event teams, they range from about six is our smallest people running the scenario, and one or two have got 18 team members. So there's 18 people just focused purely on one event, running it and making sure the guys are safe and scoring them. And then each team that goes down and competes, we've got 12 teams this year. There's a six-person team plus a reserve, and often a team manager to help them out. Rope rescue, fire, first aid, search and rescue, BA skills or breathing apparatus skills, testing the breathing apparatus itself, and team skills.
What do you think has been the toughest scenario over the course of the weekend?
They're all quite tough. I guess traditionally the search and rescue event is probably the toughest over the weekend, and that's mainly because that it's a two-hour event. Most of the scenario, or all of them bar that one, are a 45-minute event, but the search and rescue, to make sure the teams are, I guess, pushed to their limit and their skills are tested, that's actually two time slots jotted together. So they'll actually run for about an hour and a half. So and that's the one where we went to, where we had the simulated rock fall and the noise and etc. So they'll actually, the teams will be under breathing apparatus for about probably about an hour and 20 minutes, searching for the casualty, then extricating the casualty and then carrying them out on the way. Most mine sites run a single emergency response coordinator, and so for one person to be able to set up the scenarios we've seen today and coordinate them and train their guys, it's nigh on impossible. So for the teams to come and be able to get exposed to this realistic scenarios, it's great experience for them. They really won't get that on their sites at all. Obviously the teams that volunteer to set up the scenarios put in a hell of a lot of work to make it as realistic as possible, and it's just extremely hard for any one person or even two or three people to set up that kind of experience on their own minds.
And what kind of prep work, how much work do they put in before they come to this competition?
It depends on the complexity of the scenario itself, but certainly the majority of them, it's a lot of work. For instance, here we saw in the first aid scenario, the simulated substation explosion, none of those props were there before we got there this week. So the underground team here at KCGM have done a great job setting up the props for us, so that simulated substation was all set up. The rock fall that we saw at search and rescue, obviously we had to create all those rocks, hang them up in the backs. The guys had to set up all the speakers. They actually bought speakers specifically for the competition so we could get the sound effects. So it takes weeks, if not months, of preparation. Traditionally, the teams used to train for about a week leading up to it, but the last few years, actually, we've seen more and more teams train for a fortnight beforehand. So they get together and train, and whether you can do a week or 2 weeks, it's I guess the longer the better. But being able to bring all your skills together over those weeks is it's sensational for the teams. Most of the training on the mine sites, they'll train maybe once or twice a month, but it's a single day. To be able to put all those disciplines together over a week or two period and then culminate in the event, you can't get any better training for them, really. It's as close to real life as we can get for them.
Hang on, mate. Bear with me. It's all happening. Gonna get a bandage here, mate. Something on the back of your head there. It's like a quite gruesome little cut you've given yourself there, Danny. Are you comfortable today, mate?